Assalamualaikum.
They gave the greetings back to you. Walaikum assalam.
Yes,
go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, listen, it was so refreshing listening to your brother bringing up the history, and what I enjoyed so much was, well, too hot. The fact that you mentioned Minister James Shabazz, many people don't know, he was right after Malcolm. And also, it was a blessing to me to hear Eric calling the Adar, you know, to see our children grow up, become leaders in the community. It was such a blessing just to listen to that and to hear you give the history. I've never heard it given so thoroughly and so in depth. As you give it, you know, it's very much, I don't know if you mentioned Brother James 52.
Listen, Wally, I'm going to put you on with somebody else. You want to hold the line again?
Well, okay, brother, if you will.
Okay, thank you. Hold on for a second. Assalamu alaikum, this is Al-Islam American, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, I just want to say Assalamu alaikum again, and this is a brother that called before from the hospital.
Yes, I got another caller on. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but I have someone else on the line.
Okay. Am I on the air?
You're on the air. What can I do for you?
I just want to say, brother, I want to thank the sister for calling in for me before, talking about the surgery. I think there was a misunderstanding. I was diagnosed with a pituitary brain tumor. It's a brain tumor, and I'm going to be needing brain surgery. And I just want to put out there, while you brothers are... If anyone knows of any Muslim neurosurgeons, maybe you can have one of them get in contact with me. I'm here at Staten Island University Hospital. I had a diagnosis, but I'm not comfortable with how I'm being treated.
Okay, listen to this here. I have your information, and we're going to have somebody visit you, okay?
Okay, and even more important than that, I need, if there's a Muslim neurosurgeon listening or a Muslim neurosurgeon that can give me a call at Staten Island University Hospital, it's William Brown, Wing 3E in Room 10B. I need some help in that manner. I have to make a decision on this soon. And this is brain surgery. We're not talking about laser surgery. And I'm not getting the proper treatment here. And I need some help. I have no family here in New York. I'm here in New York by myself. It's me and Allah. And I need some support from the community. And I would appreciate it.
Thank you very kindly for calling us. Inshallah, we can get that to you. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Brother Wally, assalamu alaikum. Wally, assalamu alaikum. Wally, assalamu alaikum. Sorry about that, Wally. You got to call back. No problem, huh? Alhamdulillah. This is Al-Islam in America, and we are here he comes again. Wally, that's you?
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah, thank you for calling back.
Alhamdulillah.
You was making some additional comments. I wanted to get on with the other brother, but he had another appeal, okay?
Yeah, I heard him when he came on earlier. Yeah. It was very, very, you know, refreshing to hear the brother, you know, go through the history. You know, and some such detail of the history. You know, a lot of us that came up later, you know, not familiar with it. And those of us that came through it, we don't seem to recall it very much or don't talk about it very much, you know. But Ishmael, he was very, in fact, you know, he helped to train me between him, James 52, and Imam Bakrian, who was, he was in the processing department, I believe. At that time, you know, helped to train me because I worked a small job at the department, you know, that I was doing with, you know, with the junior FOI. I remember Eric and his cousin. Yeah. But I just wanted to make that comment, brother. Thank you very much, Imam Baki.
Alhamdulillah, Imam Baki. And thank you very kindly.
Thank you too, brother.
Right. You know, I love you, man. Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. We got Sister Hodges' boys here. Might want to do a little wrap up or something that she may have heard or one might want to ask, and all that she listened to this morning. As we wrap up, I see we have Dr. Adesanya. He's come on the scene. with the record machine, alhamdulillah, and he may have some input. I'm sure he's been listening to the radio as he drove here and all that time, maybe before he drove here, in fact. God willing. Sister Hodge.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Once again, to all of you good brothers here, and brothers and sisters and youth and children in Radio Land. I was just mentioning to Brother Shamsuddin that I was very pleased, very honored, and very thankful to hear this history. As the brother just pointed out a moment ago, even those who have been in the organization for many years or any number of years might not have known many of those things. So certainly those Muslims who have been practicing Islam without being in this organization are able to learn from this history some very significant things. And in my case, since I came through the Islamic Mission of America and under Sheikh Daoud Ahmed Faisal, our education and our activities were similar, but they were at the same time other than the experiences here. Our peers, our teachers knew one another, but most of us did not know one another until much later on. So this is a very good recollection, recalling, and analysis and so forth that you're able to give to those of us who are very interested in knowing all of those things. In addition, it's a gift. It's a legacy to posterity, and I'm so glad it was recorded because now it's officially documented. And I would urge you, Brother Shamsuddin, and some of your colleagues to actually write a book about this. I think that that's very much in order, and as part of the history of American history, as well as religious history in America, as well as a religious history for a particular people in America. All of those things are very significant, and I hope you will write. I'm looking forward to that. And thanks for being here, and I'm appreciating it very much.
Alhamdulillah, and we thank you for those comments, Sister Hajja Hajj, and as we open up to this, like, maybe we get some information. This is a workshop. We got a workshop getting ready to start over here in the next hour and 20-some minutes to cover the business development. In order to establish your business, you should research and learn about the business. That's imperative. Yeah. What do we know about communications? You know, in other words, can we run these microphones? Do we know what we're doing? I got put here by, I don't know how, I landed at this particular situation. Somebody just dropped that brown bag on me one day, and I've been here ever since. And I, like, refused to learn. I didn't really want to be here, see, man. I didn't want to do what I want to do. But I found out now you got to do so many other things in this. Maybe you could elaborate on that particular preamble.
First of all, we want to give praise and thanks to Allah once again.
Yes.
In the second part that we want to discuss is the business as well as the family life. When we talk about in order to establish your business, we should research and learn about the business. But it's the same thing with our families. We should learn about our families and how we can relate to each other. And I want whatever I'm going to say now with regard to business development, I want the family and the business to show the correlation between the two. And I have 10 points that hopefully we can cover before we get off the air. And the first point is planning. And when we plan our lives, we should establish a policy, a strategy and a policy, setting goals and objectives, short and long range goals. Now, in establishing a strategy and a policy, in order for us to do anything, we have to plan. And therefore, planning is very, very important. When we get ready to talk about getting married, and you plan the family, and you plan around those things. You have short and long range goals. You have to be able to know exactly where you're going to go, what you're going to do. In business, first part is that how you set up a corporation. What do? You have the short and long range goals. So these are just some of the highlights that we want to talk about planning. So when you think about business or you're thinking about a family life, start the plan. That's the first step. Step number two, and we can interject as we go along, location. Research the area that you're interested in. You're buying a house, you got to find out where you want to go. Fact is that not just moving into the neighborhood, you want to know something about the schools, you want to know who's living next door, you want to know all of the necessary things that will enable you to have a sound and a solid community where you're going to be moving to and to relocate. Same thing in business. When you talk about marketing your product, are you in the right location so that you will be able to market the product? Will it be able to give you the results that you're looking for? So location becomes very, very key in business as well as even in the family. When someone is checking out, the first thing they want to know something about the area where they're going. Is there a market for your service in the area where you have? Or is there a school, as I mentioned before? Or is there the necessary things that will bring that community, shopping nearby? What are the facilities that will enable me to want to be in this location? Observe other businesses in the target area. Same thing, to make sure that is there the type of strategy that's necessary. What are the strengths and weaknesses of this location? So that means you have to plan and then you have to study. Number three, investment. How much can you invest in time and money? So these are the things, again, I go back to planning. You have the time schedule. You have the money. How do you be able to put those things in so that we will be able to be successful in our investment? Who can you sell your idea to, or your service or your product? All of these things becomes very, very important. We talk about investment. We have to make sure that the investment is sound and that we are getting the kind of return that we're looking for in our investment. And then how long is this investment do you intend to deal with? So that becomes very, very important. And research before you talk about investing. These things become very, very important. Number four, services. Who are your competitors or products? Are you up to date with the latest training or technology in your field? So whatever your endeavor, or do you have the latest information that you have, or do you have the latest product that will enable your business to grow? Who are the suppliers? How can you establish credit with your suppliers? That means, again, credibility. So these are the things that we have to have in relationship of developing a business. Number five, marketing. What is your market that you're trying to reach? How do you plan to reach them? Advertisement, promotions, giveaways, different things that you may have in order to strategize to be able to move and market your product. If you notice, if you look on the television, or you look in magazines, or you look in newspapers, you're constantly seeing their marketing their products, being able to advertise their different things that they are engaged in. So marketing is a very, very important aspect of that business. Now, I want to just kind of tie this into our family life and how do we market ourselves? How do we go out in the mornings when we are going out to shop for business, or how do we go about, dealing with our day-to-day activities? So we ourselves, when we reach to our business part, how do we market our own selves in relationship to the day-to-day activities that we're engaged in? So we don't want to get past just all about business, but business and tie that in to how we present ourselves. That helps the market, that helps you to get where you need to go, and how what you say and how you go about dealing with it becomes very, very important. Accountability. We're not accountable a lot of times, and I want to just talk to the African-American community and our community at large. We have to become accountable, setting up a system of checks and balances so as to help us so that we don't commit the errors and have irregularities. These are the very, very important part. We have to be accountable for our time. We have to be accountable for our money. We have to be accountable for our day-to-day activities. When we go to work, we should be accountable for that. We should also be accountable in our business aspirations. In order for us to be accountable, then we have to do something on a regular basis. Maintenance. What is it? Maintenance? Well, that sounds like somebody who's maintaining a janitor type building or something like that. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about setting up a daily routine. That's maintenance. That's something that's organized, that you know how to open and close the business. And the same thing with our daily activities. Do we have a routine every day to maintain? So our families, you know, on a regular basis, how do we go about maintaining the household and keeping that in order? So therefore, these are things that have to be set up. And these are just some highlights that I'm sharing. When we talk about in number 8, performance. Establish criteria of measurables and achievements. But have you reached the target? Did you reach your objective? And did you begin to look at what is your performance and all of the things that you wanted to get done? So that means do some evaluation about yourself in relationship to your goals and objectives. As we talked about your short and long range goals, then you should be looking at, how did I do about my short and long range goals and my performance in my day-to-day activities? Have I was accountable? These are some of the things that should be mentioned. Achievement. Have I met my goals? This is another area that we should begin to look at. In number 10, we talk about profit and loss. Do you have something to show for your investment? If you invest in a house or you invest in different things, did you maintain it, keep it up, show the accountability for your investment so that you know that at some point there is a return based on what you have put together as an investment on a day-to-day basis? And the same thing with business. You don't go in business just to be in business. You will go in business to make a profit so that you can advance the business. And in some cases, you're not even in a position where you're going to make a profit. Sometimes you're just able to just to keep the doors open. But that's a profit too, because you have assets that you're adding on that at some point will become profitable. So we can't just always look at it as dollars and cents, but we should be looking at it as the fact is that we're stabilizing, when we're working, giving jobs to different people, or we're making a way that they're able to stabilize and maintain the business on a day-to-day basis. These are some of the things that we should be able to do. And investment comes in many forms, and therefore we should look at that as profitable. If we're taking care of our health and having the health that's necessary, that's a profit, because we get the benefits if we maintain and do the right thing and not be neglectful. We can accomplish these goals by having the following and applying the following guidelines. Now, I mentioned 10 points, but now how do we do those 10 points on a day-to-day activities that will enable us to be intact? And these are the points I want to read this part. We can accomplish these goals by having the knowledge and applying the following guidelines. That means in order to achieve what I just said, planning, location, investment, products or services, marketing, accountability, maintenance, performance, achievement, profit and loss. One, we must have principles. When you have principles, you have order. And out of principles comes the planning, and all of the other phase becomes very, very important. We cannot have these areas and not have the discipline. If you don't have any discipline, then you can't be able to maintain. If you don't have discipline, you can't be accountable. If you don't have discipline and order, you cannot put yourself to achieve the objective. Therefore, you wind up with the loss rather than the profit. Second, standards. When we have standards in our lives, then we have organization. Look at this beautiful body that Allah made.
When we think about all of the organs, they're all functioning in an organized way. And the minute that we deviate from it, we get sick. So we have to use this as an example for us to understand that when we have standards and have organization, then we have structure. We can have standards, we have the different principles, and we have order. When you have order, you have organization. Ethics. We have to have a code of ethics. We just can't just do things any kind of way and figure that I'm my own person, I have my own free will, I don't have to have a code of ethics. But out of code of ethics becomes discipline. We have to become disciplined as a people, as a nation, as a community, and as human beings. And if we do these points, then Allah will bless us. And lastly on this point, morals, right conduct. We have to have the right conduct, and we should always put the best foot forward in what we do from day to day. And by doing so, then we'll find ourselves accomplishing and being successful. Success is not some way out point, well, that person is lucky, this person is being able to get these achievements. No, you have to have guidelines and follow a system of order, and then you will find that most of these areas, they will fall into place. They don't happen overnight, but you have to work at it. And in some point in time, you will see how successful you can be by following these guidelines. And so I want to just conclude on that point, Brother Imam Baki, with regard to some of these points that I made, and I'll open up now for your Excellent. Comments.
Yes, you're listening to the voice of Imam. I call him Imam. It's Shamsuddin. His name is Ismail Shamsuddin. He's the president and CEO of Development Outreach Incorporated, a Harlem-based community management organization that specializes in housing for low, moderate income families. And Mr. Shamsuddin is also a licensed real estate broker. I have coming up on station identification, but I've got Dr. Adesanya here, one of our roving reporters, to say the least. We haven't heard from him in a while. We let him sign on with his voice signature and get him on board. Go ahead, Brother Dr. Adesanya.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Baki. Sister Haji Haji is with us in the audience, and Brother Ishmael Shamsuddin. Alhamdulillah, business development and family development certainly are similar in their impact on our community. And I think that when we look at the 10 points that Brother Ishmael has raised, and we apply them in a family context, they are extremely, really very, very powerful. I'm just going to try to talk about a couple before the station identification, but certainly in planning, establishing a strategy and policy and setting goals and objectives for the family is very important. Certainly, as Muslims, when we come together, we agree to live according to Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. But sometimes we're not clear about our strategy. How are we going to go about doing this? Are we going to save in a certain kind of way? Are we going to want to live in certain kinds of situations? Are we going to have certain kinds of standards for our living environment? Do we want a new car every 3 years? Are we willing to save a little bit longer? Where do we want to live? We can talk about location. Certainly, are there Islamic schools in the neighborhood where we want to live? What is the Islamic environment where you want to live? Not only business environment, but also are there individuals who will support the Islamic standards that you want supported in your family life? Excuse me, I think that's very important. And when you talk about investment, the third point that Brother Ishmael talked about with respect to business, the investment in the family, of course, is continuous, as it is in the business. You don't just put in your upfront capital and say, well, okay, I put it in now, let's let all the benefits just flow. Oh, it's constant. And it's evolving. Things change as families grow. Needs of the families change. When your children, actually before you have children, the relationship between you and your wife, you and your husband is very important. What those needs are for special time, those are important things. And then when the family begins to grow and children come, then you find that that individual time you used to have is gone now. A lot of it's gone because a lot of it goes to focus on what the children's needs are. It's important that your investment in the spiritual development of your children and your wife and your husband, the material development, the physical development, the mental development. All these are investments that we make for the success of our family, and you have to do the same thing in your business. Your business is not just a money investment. If you're investing your thoughts into that business, your emotion into that business, then the security you find in what comes from the economy is going to be limited. I see where this one's getting excited.
Exactly.
We're listening to the voice of Dr. Adesanya here as he makes his comments in relationship to Dr. Israel Shamsuddin's comments.
But the doctor's having fun.
I don't know whose the surgery is on my head. Doing surgery on me, y'all. We didn't talk about sacrifice. We're going to ask my favorite subject. We'll talk about sacrifice after a point of time. I thought I'd bring that word in.
And sacrifice.
Get that right to the thing. Sacrifice. I know. Thank you very kindly. Alhamdulillah. And the Sister Hajah Hajah is there, along with us in studio. We're here at WPAT 930 on the AM dial. The number is 212-219-9695 when we come back with station identification. In the meantime, you tell someone we're here for the last hour. We got one last hour of action-paction, you know? Action-paction. And you know how we get in the last hour. We have a phone call within the next, 30 seconds or so. I'll have to take it off the air because we're going to go to station identification. So, caller, you're going to catch it just in that time. So just keep on calling and I'll get you off the air. In the meantime, Al-Islam in America can be contacted at 120 Madison Street. That's in Brooklyn, New York. The zip code is 11216. That's Al-Islam in America. That's 120 Madison Street. The zip code is 11216. This is a listener-supported radio broadcast effort. And we thank Allah, highly glorified is He, for all of your support, your financial support, your prayers, of course. Those are paramount. Those are out in the forefront, the foremost. Your prayers, your du'as. If it wasn't for those du'as, I don't believe we would be here. And we thank Allah, highly glorified is He, for the angels. We believe in Allah and we believe in His angels. And of course, we believe in you. And Allah believes in you. As a matter of fact, one of His attributes is He's the believer. And He believes in His human creation, the one He's created. Allah believes in us. And we got two phone calls off the air. We'll take them. Thank you very kindly. While we come on up on station identification, please hold the line. Until then, we'll try to get all of you together, and we'll have a conference call type of situation. Thank you very kindly.
WPAT. WPAT. Patterson.
Can't get you on the air here. Okay. Hold. Assalamu alaikum. This is Al-Islam in America. Oh, could you hold on? I'll get you when we come back. Assalamu alaikum. Al-Islam in America. You're on the air. Hello? Yes, could you please hold, please? Assalamu alaikum. Are you still there? Okay. Now, I got three people on the air. We got a conference call here. We're going to go to the first one and see how we're going to do this here. Assalamu alaikum. This is Al-Islam in America. You're on the air.
This
Hello?
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go.
Okay. I'm calling in reference to...
Hold on while I get everybody else on at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Be patient with me, okay?
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
You're on the air. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Abdul Wali from S&W Painting. This here call here is for Ishmael.
Okay, could you do me a favor, Wally? Hold on.
Yes?
Hold on, please. Oh, boy. How am I doing this? All right, there we go. Okay, the next caller.
Assalamu
alaikum. This is Assalamu alaikum. You're on the air.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. I have questions.
Doctor, hold on, please, while I get you on the line. Okay, now I got everybody on the line except for Latif. I got to get Latif back on the line.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Latif, are you there?
I'm here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'd just like to ask a question in reference to community. Now, for years I've been listening to community management, as I heard your brother talk about management control. When are we going to produce a product that's going to bring money into our community so we can do what we have to do, such as industrializing our community? Because I've asked a certain party in our community, is there anybody throughout the whole community producing any type of product that the whole outside the community may need, the whole world would need? And he told me no. So I said, this is a shame. After 40-something years that I've been around, I haven't seen anybody produce a product that can bring money to the community so we can take that money and do what we have to do. Build housing, hospitals, and so forth. Instead of asking, I hear you every week asking for contributions. You shouldn't even have to ask for contributions. The whole nation should be like we used to do in the old days. Anybody that has a product or such as a radio program, we also get put the money together to support it, or maybe even buy it. So I just put that question out. When are we going to industrialize ourselves to bring money in our community? And that's it. That's long ago.
Hold the line. Don't run away. Don't run away, Latif.
Yeah.
Steady, man, Latif.
Yeah.
Let me see. Are you there, brother?
I'm here. Assalamu alaikum. Thanks, Salam.
I got Leo on the line too. Hold on. I got everybody on the line. Three people on the line, and we got about four people in the studio. We're going to let Brother Shamsuddin answer the question. Brother Shamsuddin?
Right. I wanted to say to the caller that we have the CPC program, the Shea Butter, as well as other products that W.D. Muhammad has been putting into motion of his economic program. And I think that what we have to do is get behind his leadership and begin to promote the type of things that he have, and this has been now for the last 5 years, he's been promoting this product. And if you haven't tried the Shea Butter, I use it every day, and I also buy it and distribute it to different people that I know. But I think if all of us would get behind and do the same type of spirit that we had under the first experience, and not just come to make a prayer on Fridays, and then after Friday, we don't see it till next Friday, and I fulfill my obligation. But our obligation has to be fulfilled by us not stopping now, by getting involved on a day-to-day basis. Check the Muslim Journal for the Shea Butter and the products that is necessary for you to be able to get involved.
Okay, the next brother on the line too.
Yes.
Let me just get everybody, make sure everybody is in.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Huh?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. We hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say one point here is that we have a good leader in W.D. Muhammad. He just needs our support. When you have a good leader, he needs your support. However, this question is for Ishmael Shamsuddin. My name is Abdul Wali from S&W Painting, and I wanted to know, are you in association with the painting of the different development buildings that are taking place there in your real estate business? And also, maybe you could give me the phone number if you have.
I'm not involved in any of the programs that they have with regard to the painting process. But if you can call my office, and we can have a dialogue at some other point, and I'll give you the numbers. 212-427-0320. And then we can talk about some of the projects that we're working on that maybe we can interact with some of the contractors that we have.
Excuse me?
He said, did you get the number?
No, I did. I got 472.
Did you get the number?
Yeah. Can you give me the number again, please?
Oh, give the number again. Thank you.
Yes.
Give the number again.
212-427-0320.
0320. Now, because tomorrow when you go over to Masjid Nuruddin, you'll see some of the work that I've done there and the painting, the masala there. Anyway, 423-0323. Thank you.
Thank you. Sister Aaliyah, are you there?
Yes, I certainly am. Alhamdulillah. Listen, I just wanted to get the number of the brother who wanted to get some information from some physicians about his condition. He wanted an opinion. And I think if we have Muslim physicians in the community, it might be a good idea to solicit them for advertisement in the program. So I want his number again, so I was going to put him in touch with Dr. Aaliyah and whatever else she might recommend.
Okay, is this Aaliyah? We're going to try to, we're going to get that number to you, God willing. Thank you for calling us back. Latif, are you still there?
I'm still here. Hello?
Were you satisfied with that answer he gave?
No, I'm not satisfied. I'm talking about, I know that the imam has the CPC program. I'm talking about individuals inventing something or developing a product that they could like. I remember reading an article about the imam said that one individual should be able to do something to create a lot of jobs, as we discussed before, a long time ago, addressing to Imam Baki. Remember, I had to address to you sometime, one man can open up a factory wherein that thousands of people can be hired, you see? I'm trying to figure out, are there any brothers and sisters throughout the whole community, I mean, from California to New York, developing some type of factory that can hire thousands of people or developing some type of product that would be able to bring money? You see, when you take economics, if your exports exceed your imports, that means that your money is coming into the community. And if your imports is exceeding your exports, that means that you're losing money. We've got to, in my opinion, we've got to produce a product to bring money into our community so we can do things to help the imam, to help our community, build our schools, because there's enough people in our community that we can do it. If we use the old way that Elijah Muhammad has set up with the economic program, we can build factories and industry. Because when you're an agriculture society, we're what you would call a farm society. But if you become an industrialized society, then you become in the game, you see?
Okay, listen, Latif.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for your call. We're going to let Dr. Adesanya answer you. Thank you. I have another caller coming in. Thank you for your participation.
Okay, I'm there. I sound like him. Certainly, there are more. The Shea Butter program is not just a small thing. It's a big thing. There's manufacturing. It involves international trade. It involves importing. And it involves manufacturing and distribution here in the greatest market in the world, in America. Millions of containers of shea butter moving throughout the nation right now. And then there's a brother who established Omar on the Nile, a soft drink. It's taking investors, building, manufacturing, and that's going on all over our community. There are individuals who are in clothing. Right here in New York, there are clothing designers who go at shows, not just Islamic shows, but mainstream, Macy's, Ebony, those kinds of presentations on their clothing lines. And they manufacture and produce both here in the United States and abroad. So I would hope that the brother would follow along, particularly in the Muslim Journal, and see that there are many activities, even in the advertisements of business persons for black seed and other kinds of production, that are small and also medium and large size business activities going on right now, today.
Listen, in the meantime, let me just answer Sister Aaliyah's information. The brother's is Staten Island University Hospital. His name is William Brown, third floor, wing 3, room 10B. His name is Mubin, Brother Mubin. That's the Staten Island University Hospital in Staten Island, New York. Okay, next caller. Assalamu alaikum, this is Al-Islam America. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just heard the sister calling and give me that number for Aaliyah. Would you happen to have that number, Bob? I appreciate what you're doing to me. I'm in a very intense situation. My name is registered under William Brown, like you said, Staten Island University Hospital here, on the wing 3E. And the room number in bed is 10B. The name is William Brown. And I really need this sister's information as far as the phone number.
Listen, brother, hold up. I just gave her the number. She'll get in contact with you, okay? Thank you very kindly.
Okay.
I love you. I just got in contact with her, and she'll get in contact with you. Thank you.
I thought you were calling to give...
Assalamu alaikum, this is Al Islam in America, and we love you.
Well,
you're on the air.
Welcome to Law Barakatuh, and Allah's mercy and grace and guidance be upon us. I want to reemphasize what Dr. Arsenio had just mentioned in regards to we are on the move as far as production and manufacturing. With the CPC shea butter, I want to bring forth that about 3 months that God has blessed me to be working with the shea butter, and I stopped one little business that I was into with Allah's guidance and grace to get into the shea butter, and it's unbelievable the vision of Imam Wardi Muhammad and perceptualizing the shea butter, and I've said it that I haven't seen, and I'm a salesperson by nature as far as a craft is concerned, and this is, I say, has been the best thing since a four-year-old has tasted ice cream to me as far as sales, and I've sold over 30 different items, and the shea butter is miraculous. The new Africa shea butter, what it does for the skin, removing stretch marks, blemishes, dark spots, shaving bumps, and the beauty of the sales is remarkable. So we do have a product that every one of us, if we have a desire, the case is 120 and it's 100% return, and in 3 months I've sold over 17 cases, and it is remarkable. Thank you.
I have to say, you was a wonderful salesman. I couldn't keep it fast enough. As soon as I got it, you kept it going. I mean, you are the best distributor we've ever seen. I mean, and that's a tribute to your salesmanship and your personality. And I told you that was the best thing that ever happened to you. So keep up the good work. May Allah continue to bless you.
Assalamu
alaikum. And so we do have a product. You just have to believe in the product.
Right. And work it.
And work it. You know, you're looking for some miracle to fall out the sky.
That's the case. Do it yourself.
Yes. Do it yourself. Okay, you have a comment, sister.
This is Sister Hajia suggesting to Brother Shamsuddin, since he has experience in coordinating and leading and teaching of organizational skills, that perhaps he might undertake an additional task. I'm sure you're very busy already, more probably than you need to be. But if your leadership in organizational structure for the economy in terms of what has been requested by Brother Latif Abdul Sadiq, I think that you could actually make a business plan for the entire organization throughout the country to follow as a guideline. And maybe you might want to call a conference to that effect to garner new ideas as well as to utilize what you already have and put not only products on the market but skills and technology and things of that nature that would enhance it, to go over in the big way that the Brother Abdul Latif Sadiq is referring to. So I wanted to make that comment, but I also wanted to ask a question of you, Brother Shamsuddin, because you've given us so much information tonight, historically and business-wise and so forth. I have to ask Brother...
Please,
let's hurry. Okay. I'm going to read it so I won't fumble.
Go ahead.
How much time, energy, and effort is put into the recovery or recruitment, re-recruitment, I'll stress that, of former members of the early days of the organization in terms of the Nation of Islam? And I'm asking that for a reason. I have met people who have not made the transition, and they miss those days, and they haven't yet even been able to fully cope with the death of the first founder and find their way into the later days here of this organization. And I've seen tears in their eyes with the sincerity of what they believed in and what they had and what they feel they've lost. And this is why I'm asking on their behalf. And what methodology is applied or perhaps would be applied to find them and help them to heal? and to assist them to once again belong to the great family that they formerly belonged to. Some of them never made this transition and are still grieving.
Yes.
So, Brother Shamsuddin.
I think that if we would follow the Muslim Journal at this point in terms of what W.D. Muhammad has been advocating for the last year, I would say, in his articles, and begin to get under his voice on a regular basis, and even in their homes. The broadcast comes on once every week, the first hour, here on Al-Islam in America. I think it's important for us to begin to listen intensively with his words and direction, where he's bringing the kind of concept of his father back to the front, not in the same manner that it was back in the 40s and the 50s and in the 60s, but I think that we have to make transition only because we are constantly growing.